Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 371 for the 3rd of February 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for about 10 seconds now to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect if they do not want to stick around for our net. Okay, a little more delay there. A couple more call signs popped up there on my dashboard, so I'm making a note of them. It looks like we're going to have quite a turnout today. Things have gotten really kind of exciting or interesting recently. Stay tuned. Let's see, where am I? I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, why not? Okay, we'll wait for you to get one. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, GMT, UTC, whatever you like to call it. Up till now on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink Conference. And we would like to express our appreciation for the several years that Michael, VE6UX, has let us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with SDF. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. So this is where I explain that Michael, VE6UX, he's been having kind of some health issues and some income issues, and the bill for supporting the TechLink conference and some of the other things that he's been doing, it has becoming more of a burden, and it looks like he may be needing to cut back and economize, which would mean that our net would have to move somewhere else. And fortunately, VK6HJQ John has already offered to make the Star Ham Star conference available. I'm not sure about what the asterisks are for a net. I always... I thought all conferences maybe had an asterisk on them there. But anyway, so that's why if you on a future Sunday, you come here, come to TechLink, and it's not there, go over to the Ham Conference, which I had it written down here. If you look it up in your Echolink client, it's node number 59665 or something like that. I sent it out in a message to the mailing list, so it's available to you there. Let me reset any timer here. Right. So with that in mind, 69556, that's the node number. Thank you, John. So the topic this week is kind of to look back and take stock. You know, the first of our nets was the New Year's Day 2018. So just 4 weeks ago, we finished up 7 years of the SDF ARC weekly net. So we're currently at the beginning of our 8th year. And so this is probably a good time to think, do we like the way it has been going these 7 years? Do we want to keep doing it the same way? Or do we want to think about doing something different? Or do we need to think about doing something different if maybe Echolink is not really the best way to do what we want to do? So anyway, that's something to think about. It's probably more of a long-term thing to think about. I don't think we're going to come to any decisions today, but give it some thought and pipe up if you have some ideas about it right away. And we'll be ruminating about those in the days and months ahead. So As you know, the way I usually do this is I've been jotting down the call signs that appear on the dashboard. So I have a list, and here I go. KC3LYZ, N4RNW, PY2BIL, KD9NDJ, BK2 Whiskey Alpha Zulu hyphen Lima. Is that still, yeah, it's still there. Hasn't been very active there, but it's a link, so there might be some stations there or not. I don't know. Then we have VK3HJQ, VK6BQQ, KF6GPE, KC1TCA, KJ6DRH, and KJ3FOX. I'm not sure if that station has. Let me just check here real quick. No, that station has not been in my log before, so welcome to another Wayne. Good choice on name there. So, if you did not hear your call sign just now, and you want to be on the list of check-ins for this week's net, please come forward now with your call sign. Okay, so I'll start going down my list then. Let's start with KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. SDF username Robert R. Been away from the net for a few weeks with football and different stuff. I wouldn't mind a time change, but that's all right. Otherwise, I like the net the way things are going. And just got laid off from my position as a IBM contractor doing Windows and Linux support. So looking for something else there. Also looking at a bug with my hotspot, trying to get into DMR with it. It's open spot 3. Back to that.
Wow, Bob. All right. Well, my condolences with you, I guess, on having to find a new source of employment. Good luck with that. Let us know how that develops. And next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and everybody else listening. N4RNW in Southwest Florida. Harold in Fort Myers. Nothing much to add. I'm just listening to all the news that's coming from you, Wayne, and everybody else. So I'll be listening. Everybody have a good night, good day, and a good week. N4RNW.
Okay, thank you. Let me just shut that stuff down there. Thank you, Harold. Next on my list here is PY2BIL.
Hello, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BIL, out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SDF username G Carneri. So glad to be here again. After 2 weeks, I guess, last time I checked in, I was reading the news, yes, over email from Wayne regarding the TechLink conference and issues there. So, yeah, it's sad news regarding TechLink coming down, but glad that we have the HAM conference as a backup there. So hopefully things work out nicely. And that's to mention something about your topic there, if we should carry on doing it here or somewhere else. So, yeah, Echolink is actually the only way that many folks like me from overseas could participate, right? Maybe one of the digital modes would also be possible, D-Star or even DMR, right? So yeah, that's probably, Echolink is probably the most common and easy common denominator there. All-star I'm really not familiar with, but looks like it might be an option too. But I will need to investigate that a little bit more. Anyways, no big news from the south. We are in a hot summer down here. And that's probably all I have to share with you. So back to you, Ned. This is PY2BIL from warm Brazil.
All right. Well, thank you, Guillermo. And, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking, that I haven't come up with any other alternative to Echolink. I mean, I know there are some of these applications that I think CQ100 or something like that sticks in my mind. But they're websites that you go to, and they have like web chat rooms, really. You don't even have to be a ham, really. But it kind of simulates the experience of using a ham radio. So that's probably the bottom of the barrel, or the last resort if Echolink becomes unusable for some reason. But I'm thinking Echolink still it's definitely more universal than an individual digital mode like DMR or D-Star, anything like that. So as long as there is a home on Echolink for us. Now maybe I should back up and say that the first few nets that we did before we hooked up with TechLink, I know we used my personal Echolink node for a few nets, and I think maybe we used SMJ's node for a few nets. Those were all individual ham nodes, Echolink stations. And then once we got into using TechLink, now TechLink is a conference, and which is sort of a fancy server arrangement for Echolink traffic. And there's a cost involved with that. It's actually pretty high. It's actually surprisingly high. The last time I looked at it, they want like several hundred dollars a year or something to own a conference. So. I'm rambling here. Let me move along. Next on my list is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody on the net tonight. Interesting to hear the changes going on. I suspect that Echolink is probably the best bet, but I really like the idea of finding a more over-the-air type method, but I can see the problems with DMR. It'd be nice to have our own conference. There must be a way to do that in Echolink. In any case, I'm going to listen to what is said and contemplate. Anyway, thank you very much for passing on the information. I did put the ham conference in here as a favorite in Echolink, and if there's nobody home on TechLink next week, I'll check out the ham conference. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ.
All right, thank you, Ken. And let me just mention that I see in the chat there that John has been saying some things there, and one of them is he's asking, do we want non-hams? And, I hadn't really thought about that. I think my gut reaction was, no, this is a ham club. We only want hams on our net. But I don't know. On SDF, we do get a lot of curious, ham curious users asking questions. And I know several of us who are on hams and who hang out in comm, We try to give a helping hand and guide those wannabes and get them down the path of getting their license and getting on the air. But it's actually an interesting idea that if we had to leave Echolink and go somewhere else and we went to one of these other sites that did allow non-hams, that might be a feature to consider. Not on my list right now. It's something that we really need to do. Actually, I'm more along the lines of we used to have, we're supposed to have a gateway between the audio for our net and the non-radio stream so that people who are who were, you know, the last show on a non-radio was the Wasabi Mix, you know, it, Intergalactic Wasabi Mix with Snow Dusk, okay, and lots of people show up for that. It's a very popular show, and typically when at, you know, 0000 Zulu, that's when we come on, and our audio is streamed out right after Snow Dusk's audio. So we have an audience there. It's like on television, you know, when you have a popular show, whatever show gets scheduled right after that popular show gets a bump, right? So so it's kind of a bump for our net. Anyway, the problem is that for like the last 8 weeks or so, that gateway has been not working. So the guys listening to a non-radio have not been hearing us. So that's something that I need to talk to the SDF admins about to get that fixed. So, right, let me acknowledge real quick that I see that VK2DY has joined us. So you're on the bottom of my list, Robert, but we'll get to you soon. Next on my list, let's see here, is there anybody from VK2WAZ who would like to check into our net? Okay, nothing heard. Next then is VK3HJQ. Hi, John, and thanks for making the ham conference available for us as our backup.
Oh, thanks, Wayne. Well, you better ask Robert because he owns the ham conference. Is that okay, Bob? Yeah, Bob says yes. There you go. I just make executive decisions, don't I? Yeah, I don't know whether you want non-hams connecting up to a ham conference. I suppose, well, then you could just use Skype, couldn't you, or a million and one other platforms that are available on the net where anybody can connect to. I think it's with EchoLink. It's free. You can use it from your phone, a radio. All-Star is probably the pick of them. It's got the best audio, but normally All-Star, you've got to have a node. You've got to have a node of radio. It's a bit of mucking around to get All-Star set up, but EchoLink can be just downloaded and you're there. So anyway, up to you guys. What else to report? What else did you mention? What else did I write in the text box? I don't know. I just keep writing stuff in there every time you make a comment. Also, it's got the best audio. Do you want non-hams? You can do that too. Oh, yeah, when you said you can set yourself up as a conference, just have, 50 or 80. I think you'll have 50 connections at the max on anything anyway. Even though TechLink says 997, I think it's, is it 50? Yeah, 50 I think is the max connection. And the reason, 99, is it? Not 50. Sorry, Robert, hang on, just do a reset. There was a number in there somewhere. 99. Okay, so 99 is the max. And the reason if you have a conference server rather than having it connected to somebody is A, latency, because normally the conference server is located at commercial server space somewhere around the world. And B, the internet connection is obviously a lot better than somebody has at their home unless they have unlimited internet connection and it's available all the time. But you can do that. That's how we started off, just connecting up to one person. And then, of course, when they got overloaded, their internet went bogged down and everybody dropped off and became a bit messy. So that's the idea of the conference server, less latency and better throughput. And it's always there because it's usually at a commercial site somewhere. Thanks, Wayne, to go for HJQ.
Okay, thank you, John. Next on my list is VK6BQQ. Okay, I think perhaps Reg has stepped away from his computer. How about moving along to KF6GPE?
Good day to Wayne and Annette. Let's see here. My name is Ray, call sign KF6GPE. My SDF username is my call sign. I'm in Boulder, California, where we've gotten about 3/4 of an inch, so a centimeter and a half, almost 2 centimeters of rain in the last 24 hours. We're finally getting some of our winter rain. The National Weather Service predicted doom and gloom and floods and all that, but I think most of the bad weather is further north here. It's just been a nice, pleasant couple of rainy days. Not a lot radio-wise going on this week, although I did break down just before Lunar New Year and order one of the Chinese clones of the Malahit DSP-2. Which I should be getting sometime in the next couple of weeks, and I'll report back. I was impressed by the noise suppression I saw in a YouTube demo. So I'm looking forward to trying that and maybe using a band scope around the shack. Then before I forget is Bob KC3YLZ. I also have an open spot 3. If you have any questions, drop me an email on SDF, and I'll be glad to help you out. 73KF6TPE.
Okay, thanks, Ray. Let's see. Next on my list is KC1 TCA.
Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Charlie Alpha, Rich in East Falmouth. My SDF username is RFX, Romeo Foxtrot X-ray. What do I have to report? This week, yesterday we did our Ares, Cape Cod Ares, the Amateur Radio Emergency Services exercise for the winter, and we all stood out in the freezing cold and the driving snow. Well, actually we didn't. We sat in the minivan and did the exercise, which was fairly successful. I was at one of the field sites. Hopefully I will get enough experience soon to be able to stay home where it's warmer. But I can understand why staffing the field sites is important. If we really did have an emergency, I think that there's going to be congregating of people who are volunteering to provide aid. And so I think that's really what that was speaking to. It was pretty fun. It seemed to be successful, and it was a nice social change for me, who is somewhat of a shut-in. So that was pretty cool. That's not a whole lot else. I'm still waiting for my DigiRig to come in so I can try doing some digital stuff, although I'm only going to be doing it on VHF and UHF because that's the only kind of radio I've got right now, aside from Echolink. And I do love Echolink. I love the ability that this service allows us to talk to Guillermo and Reg and people all over the world. I think that is an incredibly valuable thing, and I know that is not in question, but it is just so incredibly cool. That's about it. I am back to you, Wayne.
Okay, standby one. Okay, sorry. Thanks, Richard, and congratulations there. I hope you had a good time at the Aries exercise, and have more in the future. Next on my list is KJ6DRH.
KJ6DRH, caffeined on SDF in Bakersfield, California. Not a whole lot for the net. I also kind of wish there was a more open and easier to use version of like Echolink. I know that there's a couple other projects that kind of do bits and pieces, but nothing really does quite the same thing. So, but anyway, yeah, nothing really to talk about. Back to the net.
Well, I think Michael was working on a project called Echo Lima, which was supposed to be like, a new fork of Echolink or something. So Echolink version 2 or whatever. But I don't know what's up with that. I haven't talked to Michael lately. That's another thing to be thinking about. let's see. Next on my list here is it's Kilo Golf 3, Foxtrot Oscar X-ray.
How you doing? This is KG3FOX, Wayne in Southern Maryland. Thanks for having me on the net. I'm not really having anything to say, not too much. Thanks for having me. I'm just kind of like getting back into ham after about a year and a half layoff, kind of like navigating through Echolink, just trying to see what groups are out there and what people are talking about. And so I just came across y'all, I guess at the right time, and I hope you don't feel like I'm butting in or anything. Interesting conversation, and I think Echolink's great, and I don't have any experience to really suggest anything different. So back to net control, Wayne. Thank you.
Okay, Wayne. Thank you for joining us, and we do this every week. So, kind of pencil it on your calendar there, and welcome to visit with us every week. Next on my list is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 27 degrees Celsius. Is that 81 Fahrenheit? Something like that. Sun is shining, sky is blue, beautiful summer's day here. Summer has returned to Sydney. Looks like we've got summer temperatures out for the next 10 days, a couple days where there might be rain. But otherwise, it looks like summer's going to be with us for a little bit more here. Anyway, other than that, you guys most certainly are welcome to use ham. What happens on Monday morning here, but I'll call it Monday morning, is that we have a long-standing connection to a group called South Cars, and they run their net at 7 p.m. Australian American Eastern Time. So they flip forward and up and down depending on when it is. And I think in about a month and a half, they'll be moving an hour earlier. So we usually try to connect up to them. But if you guys have an emergency, your server's down, we don't have to connect to them. There's no, you know, we run the conference on the fly, and you're more than certainly welcome if TechLink is down to come on over. We won't connect up SCARs, and we'll let you guys run the show. So always feel welcome over on HAM. I just in a month and a half we'll be able to connect it up for another, I don't know how long your daylight time is, but I think it's like six, 8 months. So, at this point, I like to leave it connected to SCARs unless there's an emergency. So, it is what it is, as I say. Let me reset for a second. So yeah, Echolink is free. I mean, everybody has a phone, everybody has a computer, and all you need is a piece of software to access it. It's really the only dedicated to ham radio communications package out there that is that easy. Everything is, as people said, All-Star is better, but it's also more complicated, and you need equipment for it. And of course, you go into the digital modes. I spent a lot of money on my OpenSpot Pro 4 to make my phone work fine on the digital modes. But otherwise, you have DroidStar, which audio can sometimes be pretty poor. So, in the end, the cheapest and easiest way into amateur radio is Echolink. Most people don't know about the big open text issue with passwords, so it's probably pretty secure. VK2DY, back to...
Okay, thank you a lot, Robert, and I really appreciate you guys making the HAM conference available to us, and actually I just wanted to add that, if the recent experience has been a guide, we've been having a lot of nets that wrap up after about 15 minutes. So if you wanted to, resume the connection to SouthCars after the SDF net is over, then we might be a minimal impact upon what you have been doing up till now. So, so thank you. And let's go back and see if VK6BQQ is back in the chat.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. I'm still trying to digest the email from Michael up in Calgary. There's a little bit of speculation going on. Anyway, all good. But Wayne, great to hear you in, sir. And, in my confusion, We'll do what we can when we can, that's for sure. Great to have you aboard, sir. AB9FJ of VK60QQ Australia. Good morning. And we're still trying to figure out what's going on.
Right. Well, I think we're all kind of in that boat. The email from Michael was scary enough, but I think that he might have stirred a pot, and... we'll see if something develops as a result of that. So stay tuned, as they say, for future development. So I think I have given everyone a chance to speak. One more time here, VK2WAZ. Is there anybody out there who wants to join us? Okay. Would anyone like to have a recheck and add to what they said before?
KF6GPE recheck.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I realized that in my excitement to talk about the mall hitting off for some help to Bob, I didn't actually comment on the Echolink thing. I think everybody else has said pretty much my thoughts about Echolink, which is good, it's free, it's easy enough to figure out how to use it. I mean, yeah, I'm active on all the VHF, UHF digital modes, but Echolink audio quality is the best, which I think is also important for some amateurs. So in my mind, I'd be wholeheartedly in favor of sticking with Echolink. Anyway, that's it. 73KF6TPE.
Okay, thanks for that comment, Ray. That kind of jives with what I've been thinking. Would anyone else have a recheck or additional comment?
PY2BIL.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIL. I dropped a comment in the chat there regarding the East Coast Reflector, which is a group apparently, right, that connects through different means, right, and I shared a website there that you all can check out. I discovered these guys mostly through, I think it was either the Ham Shack hotline or the Hams over AP phone service, right, looking for something to listen in, and I was listening in through my IP phone several times there. I see they're also on Echolink, and they have local repeaters, so it's a mix of radio, real RF, right, and IP traffic, so there are many options there. They even run some sort of net that I listen to, I don't remember, some evening, right? So it looks like apparently they have fixed slots there. But that's only in case we need to move away from Echolink, right? I think Echolink is still the best way. But they also connect to Echolink. So anyways, that gives more options there, DMR and a bunch of other things you can connect to. Okay, just a comment about that. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAO.
Okay, thank you. Cool. Yeah, that's something that's worth checking out there. Thanks. Anyone else? Rechecks or additional comments?
AC3LYZ with a recheck.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah, a lot of All-Star nodes can also connect into Echolink, so you probably could be able to have both. I know mine does, like a lot of the Clear nodes do. So, and there's also an app for All-Star for the iPhone called Repeater Phone, which you can connect directly to All-Stars from your phone. I don't think they have one for the computer yet, or for Android.
That app, Repeater Phone, did you say that was an Android app?
iPhone app.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Well, all right, well, thanks for that comment. Does anyone else want to add something?
KC1TCF.
Go ahead, Richard.
I have a very basic amateur radio question. Actually, it does have something to do with Echolink, but not about the way that we've been talking about. And my question is, do you guys, so when you talk for 2 minutes, you're supposed to drop and then listen, I think, and then you can resume. So do you have a timer on your radios, or do you use an external timer? How do you do that? And then secondly, if you're connecting through Echolink, like I am, I'm not doing this over the air anywhere, but I am connecting to some of you guys over the air, I presume you still have to honor the 2-minute limit. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by a 2-minute limit. There is a 10-minute thing where the FCC wants you to identify, and I've been lax about this myself, and I excuse myself because I'm not actually using RF, but that's a bad excuse. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, and I should be saying that at least once every 10 minutes, and I have been remiss at that. But that's the official thing there. Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to stop transmitting. You could transmit for, 30 minutes straight, and as long as you identified yourself at 10-minute intervals, you would be satisfying the FCC. However, if you're using a repeater or Echolink, you'll run into timeouts that are set, like on a repeater, it's usually around 2 or 3 minutes to keep the conversation flowing, right? So we want people to make short comments rather than long diatribes. And so that's where you'll get into shorter timeouts. I know some our repeater controller, if you talk for 3 minutes and 1 second, it'll drop your input and it'll say something like, well, you blow hard, you timed out the repeater. So it's an embarrassing thing to happen. But let me pass it back to you. Did I not answer the question, or did I go off on a tangent?
No, you did. You did answer my question, and that was very useful. That's very helpful. I think I somehow got crossed between the repeater timeouts, which I suspect maybe is one of the repeaters that I use here locally, and just sort of general regulations. So, yeah, that was definitely very helpful. Thank you.
Okay, and let me open it up to anyone else who wants to comment on your question.
Yeah, BK3, JQ, just a quick comment. Yeah, well, most of the servers, our servers are set to 4 minutes. All-star is set to 3 minutes. We set ours to just under 4 minutes, because that's the timeout for RF repeaters in Australia, 256 seconds. But any Echolink user can set their own timeout on their Echolink node, whatever they want to time it out as. But, I mean, all you have to do is do this, and that resets a timer. I mean, simple as that. So you can talk as long as you like, as long as you keep resetting it. But all our servers, I said at 256 seconds, which is just a touch under 4 meters, because 4 minutes, because that's the Australian standard here for repeaters. Or is it 3 minutes? Yeah, no, 256 seconds, 6, 12, 18, 24, yeah, that's right. So 256 seconds we set ours to.
Ah, okay, thank you, John. Anyone else? Okay, well, glad we were able to answer that for you, Richard. Do we have any other rechecks or additional comments before I wrap up the net? I guess this is final call if I don't hear anything. Okay, well, this has been a very good net here. Gosh, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 check-ins, which is more than average lately. And we've run 43 minutes here. So it's been a good net, and under less than good circumstances there, we hope that Michael continues to do as well as he can under the circumstances. I'm babbling here. So let's say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at, let's call it 0044 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.
AB9FJ of VK6BQQ. Have you heard from Michael on a email or anything? Do we wonder if TechLink's going to exist? Over.
Did you see an email from Michael that came out, I think, like Friday or Saturday?
Yes, I got an email, but I'm confused on what really is happening here, so I'm just trying to digest it and see what is actually going on here.